Chapter 14.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing, that he shall be brought to the priest. 3. And the priest shall go out to the outside of the camp. And the priest shall look, and, behold, if the plague of leprosy is healed in the leper. 4. Then the priest shall command, and he shall take for him who is to be cleansed 2 clean living birds, and cedar wood, and scarlet, and hyssop. 5. And the priest shall command, and he shall kill the one bird on an earthen vessel, over running water. 6. He shall take the living bird, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the slain bird, over the running water. 7. And he shall sprinkle on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean. And he shall send out the living bird into the open field. 8. And he who is to be cleansed shall wash his garments, and shall shave all his hair, and shall bathe with water, and shall be clean. And afterwards he shall come into the camp, and shall live on the outside of his tent 7 days. 9. And it shall be on the 7th day, he shall shave all his hair, his head, and his beard, and his eyebrows, he shall even shave all his hair. And he shall wash his garments, and shall bathe his flesh with water, and shall be clean. 10. And on the 8th day he shall take 2 male lambs without blemish, and 1 ewe lamb, daughter of a year, without blemish, and 3/10 parts of flour for a food offering, mixed with oil, and 1 log of oil. 11. And the priest who is cleansing, and the man who is to be cleansed, shall stand with them before Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 12. And the priest shall take the 1 male lamb and shall bring it near for a guilt offering, and the log of oil, and shall wave them as a wave offering before Yahweh. 13. And he shall kill the lamb in the place where he killed the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the set-apart place. For like the sin offering, the guilt offering belongs to the priest, it is most set apart. 14. And the priest shall take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. 15. And the priest shall take some of the log of oil and shall pour it on the left hand of the priest.
16. And the priest shall dip his right finger in the oil on his left palm and shall sprinkle some of the oil with his finger 7 times before Yahweh. 17. And of the rest of the oil on his palm, the priest shall put on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the blood of the guilt offering. 18. And the rest of the oil on the palm of the priest, he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, and the priest shall make atonement for him before Yahweh. 19. And the priest shall make a sin offering, and shall atone for him who is to be cleansed from his uncleanness. And afterwards he shall slaughter the burnt offering. 20. And the priest shall offer the burnt offering, and the food offering, on the altar, and the priest shall make atonement for him, and he shall be clean. 21. And if he is poor, and his hand is not able to reach these things, then he shall take 1 lamb as a guilt offering, for a wave offering, to atone for himself, and 1/10 part of flour mixed with oil for a food offering, and a log of oil. 22. And 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, which his hand can reach, and 1 shall be a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. 23. And he shall bring them into the priest on the 8th day for his cleansing, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, before Yahweh. 24. And the priest shall take the lamb of the guilt offering, and the log of oil, and the priest shall wave them as a wave offering before Yahweh. 25. And he shall kill the lamb of the guilt offering, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and he shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. 26. And the priest shall pour the oil on the left hand of the priest. 27. And the priest shall sprinkle with his right finger some of the oil on his bosom, 7 times before Yahweh. 28. And the priest shall put some of the oil on his palm on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place of the blood of the guilt offering. 29. And the rest of the oil on the priest's palm he shall put on the head of him who is to be cleansed, to atone for him, before Yahweh. 30. And he shall offer one of the turtle doves, or of the young doves, from that which he is able to reach. 31. That which his hand has reached out to, the one a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering, besides the food offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him who is to be cleansed before Yahweh. 32. This is the law of him in whom is a plague of leprosy whose hand could not reach to his cleansing. 33. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 34. When you come into the land of Canaan, which I am giving to you for a possession, and I have put a plague of leprosy in the house in the land of your possession. 35. Then if he who owns the house shall come in and declare to the priest, saying, I have seen a plague in the house. 36. And the priest shall command, and they shall turn out from the house before the priest comes in to see the plague that all in the house may not be unclean. And afterwards the priest shall come in to see the house.
37. And he shall look upon the plague, and, behold, if the plague is in the walls of the house with depressions greenish or reddish, and the appearance of it is lower than the wall. 38. Then the priest shall go out of the house to the door of the house, and shut up the house 7 days. 39. And the priest shall come again the 7th day, and shall look, and, behold, if the plague has spread in the walls of the house.
40. Then the priest shall command that they take out the stones in which the plague is, and throw them into an unclean place outside the city. 41. And he shall cause the house to be scraped inside all around, and they shall pour out the dust which they have scraped off at the outside of the city, at an unclean place. 42. And they shall take other stones and bring them into the place of the stones. And he shall take other clay and shall plaster the house. 43. And if the plague returns and breaks out in the house after he has taken away the stones, and after he has scraped the house, and after it has been plastered. 44. Then the priest shall come in and look, and, behold, if the plague has spread in the house, it is a corroding leprosy in the house. It is unclean. 45. And he shall break down the house, its stones, and its wood, and all the clay of the house. And he shall carry it out to the outside of the city, to an unclean place. 46. And he who goes into the house all the days he has shut it up shall be unclean until the evening. 47. And he who lies in the house shall wash his clothes, and he who eats in the house shall wash his clothes. 48. And if the priest shall come in and carefully look, and, behold, the plague has not spread in the house after the house has been plastered, then the priest shall pronounce the house clean, for the plague has been healed. 49. And he shall take 2 birds for the cleansing of the house, and cedar wood, and scarlet dye, and hyssop. 50. And he shall kill the one bird on an earthen vessel, over running water. 51. And he shall take the cedar wood, and the hyssop, and the scarlet, and the living bird, and shall dip them in the blood of the slain bird, and in the running water, and shall sprinkle on the house 7 times. 52. And he shall cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, and with the running water, and with the living bird, and with the cedar wood, and with the hyssop, and with the scarlet dye. 53. And he shall send away the living bird to the outside of the city, to the open field, and shall atone for the house, and it shall be clean. 54. This is the law for every plague of the leprosy and for scabs. 55. And for leprosy of a garment, and of a house. 56. And for a rising, and for a scab, and for a bright spot. 57. 2. Teach when it is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law of leprosy.
Chapter 15.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, to any man, when there is a discharge from his flesh, it is unclean because of his flow. 3. And this is his uncleanness in his issue, if his flesh has run with his issue, or his flesh has ceased from issue, it is his uncleanness. 4. Every bed on which the issuing one lies shall be unclean, and everything on which he sits shall be unclean. 5. And anyone who touches his bed shall wash his garments, and shall bathe with water, and shall be unclean until the evening.
6. And he who sits on the thing on which he who discharges sat, shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. 7. And he that touches the flesh of him who discharges shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until evening. 8. And if he who issues spits on a clean one, then he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. 9. And every saddle on which he who discharges rides shall be unclean.
10. And whoever touches anything that was under him shall be unclean until the evening. And the one carrying those things shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. 11. And whomever he who has the discharge touches, and has not rinsed his hands in water, he shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. 12. And the earthen vessel that he who discharges touches shall be broken, and every wooden vessel shall be rinsed in water. 13. And when he who discharges is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. 14. And on the 8th day he shall take to himself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and come before Yahweh to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation and give them to the priest. 15. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall atone for him before Yahweh for his discharge. 16. And if any man's semen goes out from him, then he shall bathe all his flesh in water, and be unclean until the evening. 17. And every garment, and every skin on which the semen is, shall be washed with water, and be unclean until the evening. 18. And a woman with whom a man lies with an emission of semen shall bathe with water, and be unclean until the evening. 19. And if a woman's issue in her flesh is a flow of blood, she shall be in her impurity 7 days. And whoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. 20. And anything on which she lies in her impurity shall be unclean. And anything on which she sits shall be unclean. 21. And whoever touches her bed shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening. 22. And whoever touches anything on which she sits shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. 23. And if it is on the bed, or on anything on which she sits when he touches it, he shall be unclean until the evening. 24. And if lying any man lies with her, and her impurity is on him, he shall be unclean 7 days, and every bed on which he lies shall be unclean.
25. And if a woman has an issue of her blood many days outside the time of her impurity, or if she issues beyond the time of her impurity, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness, she shall be as in the days of her impurity, she is unclean. 26. Every bed on which she lies all the days of her issue shall be to her as the bed of her impurity to her, and everything on which she sits shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her impurity. 27. And whoever touches those things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. 28, and if she is cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. 29, and on the 8th day she shall take to herself 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and bring them to the priest, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 30, and the priest shall offer the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering, and the priest shall atone for her before Yahweh for the issue of her uncleanness. 31, so you shall separate the sons of Israel from their uncleanness, and they shall not die in their uncleanness when they defile my tabernacle that is in their midst. 32, this is the law of him that discharges, and of him from whom semen goes out, for uncleanness by it. 33, and of her who is menstruating in her impurity, and of him from whom the issue goes, of a male or of a female, and of a man who lies with an unclean woman.
Chapter 16.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses after the death of the 2 sons of Aaron, as they drew near before Yahweh, and they died. 2. And Yahweh said to Moses, speak to your brother Aaron, and he shall not come in at all times to the sanctuary within the veil, to the front of the mercy seat. 3. With this Aaron shall come into the sanctuary, with a bull, a son of the herd, for a sin offering, and a ram for a burnt offering. 4. He shall put on a set-apart linen coat, and linen underpants shall be on his flesh, and he shall gird himself with a linen girdle, and he shall wrap himself in a linen mitre. They are set-apart garments, and he shall bathe his flesh with water and shall put them on. 5. And he shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel 2 kids of the goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. 6. And Aaron shall bring near the bull of the sin offering which is his own, and shall make atonement for himself, and for his house. 7. And he shall take the 2 he-goats and shall cause them to stand before Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 8. And Aaron shall give lots over the 2 he-goats, 1 lot for Yahweh, and 1 lot for the scapegoat, complete removal. 9. And Aaron shall bring the goat on which the lot of Yahweh fell and shall make it a sin offering. 10. And the goat on which the lot fell for a complete removal shall be made to stand living before Yahweh to atone by it, to send it away for a complete removal into the wilderness. 11. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering which is his own, and shall atone for himself, and for his house, and shall kill the bull of the sin offering which is his own. 12. And he shall take a censer full of coals of the fire from off the altar before Yahweh, and his hands full of fragrant perfumes beaten small, and bring it within the veil. 13. And he shall put the incense on the fire before Yahweh, and the cloud of the incense shall cover the mercy seat on the testimony, and he shall not die. 14. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull, and shall sprinkle with his finger on the front of the mercy seat eastward, and he shall sprinkle at the front of the mercy seat 7 times from the blood with his finger. 15. And he shall kill the goat of the sin offering which is the people's, and shall bring in its blood to the inside of the veil, and shall do with its blood as he has done with the blood of the bull, and shall sprinkle it on the mercy seat, and at the front of the mercy seat. 16. And he shall atone for the sanctuary because of the pollutions of the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting dwelling in the midst of their pollutions. 17. And not any man shall be in the tent of meeting as he goes in to atone in the sanctuary, until he comes out. And he shall atone for himself, and for his house, and for all the congregation of Israel. 18. And he shall go out to the altar before Yahweh, and shall atone for it. And he shall take some of the blood of the bull, and some of the blood of the goat, and shall put it on the horns of the altar all around. 19. And he shall sprinkle on it from the blood with his finger 7 times, and shall cleanse it, and shall purify it from the uncleanness of the sons of Israel. 20. And when he has finished atoning for the sanctuary, and the tent of meeting, and the altar, and has brought near the living goat. 21. Then Aaron shall lay his two hands on the head of the living goat, and shall confess over it all the iniquities of the sons of Israel, and all their transgressions, and all their sins, and shall put them on the head of the goat, and shall send it by the hand of a chosen man into the wilderness. 22. And the goat shall bear on him all their iniquities to a land not inhabited, and he shall send the goat away into the wilderness. 23. And Aaron shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation, and shall strip off the linen garments which he had put on as he went into the sanctuary, and shall leave them there. 24. And he shall bathe his flesh with water in the sanctuary, and shall put on his garments, and shall come out, and shall offer his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of the people, and shall atone for himself and for the people. 25. And he shall burn as incense the fat of the sin offering on the altar. 26. And he who let the goat go for a scapegoat shall wash his garments and shall bathe his flesh with water, and later he shall come into the camp. 27. And the bull of the sin offering, and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood has been brought into atone in the sanctuary, one shall carry them out to the outside of the camp, and they shall burn their skins with fire and their flesh, and their dung. 28. And he burning them shall wash his garments, and shall bathe his flesh with water, and afterwards he shall come into the camp. 29. And it shall be for a never-ending statute, in the seventh month, in the tenth of the month, you shall humble yourself and do no work, the native, and the alien who is staying in your midst.
30. For on this day he shall atone for you, to cleanse you from all your sins you shall be clean before Yahweh. 31. It is a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall humble yourself. It is a never-ending statute. 32. And the priest whom he shall anoint, and whose hand he shall consecrate to act as priest instead of his father, shall make atonement, and shall put on the linen garments, the set-apart garments. 33. And he shall atone for the set-apart sanctuary, and for the tabernacle of the congregation, and for the altar he shall atone, yes, for the priests, and for all the people of the congregation he shall atone.
34. And this shall be to you a never-ending statute to atone for the sons of Israel, because of all their sins, once a year. And he did as Yahweh had commanded Moses.
Chapter 17.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, this is the thing which Yahweh has commanded, saying, 3. Any man of the house of Israel who kills an ox, or lamb, or goat, in the camp, or who kills at the outside of the camp, 4. And has not brought it into the door of the tent of meeting as an offering to Yahweh, before the tabernacle of Yahweh, blood shall be imputed to that man. He has shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from the midst of his people. 5. So that the sons of Israel shall bring in their sacrifices which they are sacrificing in the open field to the door of the tent of meeting, to the priest, and sacrifice them for sacrifices of peace offerings to Yahweh. 6. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood on the altar of Yahweh, at the door of the tent of meeting, and shall burn the fat as incense for a soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 7. And they shall not sacrifice their sacrifices any more to devil-like goats, after which they have gone whoring. This is a perpetual statute to them throughout their generations. 8. And you shall say to them, any man of the house of Israel, or of aliens who sojourn in your midst, who offers burnt offering or sacrifice. 9. And does not bring it into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it to Yahweh, that man shall be cut off from his people. 10. And any man of the house of Israel, or of the alien who is staying in your midst, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person that eats blood and will cut him off from his people. 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar, to atone for your souls. for it is the blood which makes atonement for the soul.
12. For this reason I have said to the sons of Israel, no person among you shall eat blood, and the alien who is staying in your midst shall not eat blood. 13. And any man of the sons of Israel, or of the aliens who stay in your midst, who hunts game, beast or fowl, which is eaten, shall even pour out its blood and shall cover it with dust. 14. For it is the life of all flesh, its blood is for its life. And I say to the sons of Israel, you shall not eat blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is in the blood, anyone eating it is cut off. 15. And any person who eats a dead body or a torn thing, be he a native, or an alien, he shall wash his clothes and bathe in water, and be unclean until the evening, then he shall be clean. 16. And if he does not wash them, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity.
Chapter 18.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. 3. You shall not do according to the doings of the land of Egypt in which you lived, and you shall not do according to the doings of the land of Canaan to which I am bringing you, nor shall you walk in their statutes. 4. You shall do my judgments and you shall keep my statutes, to walk in them, I am Yahweh your Elohim. 5. And you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am Yahweh. 6. None of you shall draw near to any relative of his flesh to uncover their nakedness, I am Yahweh. 7. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother, she is your mother, you shall not uncover her nakedness. 8. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's wife, it is the nakedness of your father. 9. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your sister, the daughter of your father, or the daughter of your mother, born at home, or born away, you shall not uncover their nakedness. 10. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your son's daughter, or your daughter's daughter, you shall not uncover their nakedness, for theirs is your own nakedness. 11. The nakedness of the daughter of your father's wife, begotten by your father, she is your sister, you shall not uncover her nakedness. 12. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a sister of your father, she is a relative of your father. 13. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, for she is your mother's relative. 14. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your father's brother, you shall not draw near to his wife, she is your aunt. 15. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your daughter-in-law, she is your son's wife, you shall not uncover her nakedness.
16. You shall not uncover the nakedness of your brother's wife. It is your brother's nakedness. 17. You shall not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. You shall not undertake to uncover her son's daughter, or her daughter's daughter. They are her relatives. It is wickedness. 18. And you shall not take a wife with her sister, to vex her, to uncover her nakedness, beside the other in her lifetime. 19. And you shall not draw near to uncover the nakedness of a woman in her menstrual impurity. 20. And you shall not give your semen to your neighbor's wife by lying with her, to be unclean with her. 21. And you shall not give your seed to pass them through to Molech, nor shall you pollute the name of your Elohim. I am Yahweh.
22. And you shall not lie with a male as one lies with a woman, it is detestable. 23. And you shall not give your semen with any animal, for uncleanness with it. And a woman shall not stand before an animal to lie down with it, it is a shameful mixing. 24. Do not defile yourself with all these, for with all these the nations have been defiled, which I am casting out before you. 25. And the land is defiled, and I will visit its iniquity on it, and the land is vomiting out those living in it. 26. And you, you shall keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not do any of all these disgusting acts, neither the native nor the alien who is staying in your midst.
27. For the men of the land who are before you have done all these disgusting things, and the land is defiled. 28. Do not do these lest the land vomit you out for your defiling it, as it has vomited out the nation that was before you. 29. For anyone who does any of these disgusting things, even the persons who are doing them, shall be cut off from the midst of their people. 30. And you shall keep my charge, so as not to do any of the disgusting customs which were committed before you, and you shall not defile yourselves with them. I am Yahweh your Elohim.
Chapter 19.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, You are set apart, for I am set apart, Yahweh your Elohim. 3. Each man of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 4. Do not turn to the idols, and you shall not make molten Elohims for yourselves. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 5. And if you sacrifice a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, you shall sacrifice it of your free will. 6. It shall be eaten in the day of your sacrificing it, and on the morrow, and that which is left on the third day shall be burned with fire. 7. And if it is at all eaten on the third day, it is unclean. It shall not be accepted. 8. And he who eats it, he shall bear his iniquity. For he has polluted the set-apart thing of Yahweh, and that person shall be cut off from his people.
9. And as you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner of your field, and you shall not gather the gleaning of your harvest. 10. And you shall not glean your vineyard, and you shall not gather the leavings of your vineyard, you shall leave them to the poor and to the alien. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 11. You shall not steal nor lie, nor deceive a man to another. 12. And you shall not swear by my name to falsehood, nor shall you pollute the name of your Elohim, I am Yahweh. 13. You shall not extort your neighbor, nor rob, you shall not allow the wages of one hired to remain with you until morning. 14. You shall not revile the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, for you shall revere your Elohim. I am Yahweh. 15. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, you shall not respect the face of the poor, nor favor the face of the mighty, but in righteousness you shall judge your neighbor. 16. You shall not go as a slanderer among your people, you shall not stand up against the blood of your neighbor, I am Yahweh. 17. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, you shall certainly reprove your neighbor, and not allow sin on him. 18. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am Yahweh. 19. You shall keep my statutes, you shall not cause your livestock to breed with different kinds, you shall not sow two kinds in your field, and you shall not allow a garment mixed of mixed fabric to come upon you. 20. And when a man lies with a woman with semen, and she is a slave girl, betrothed to a man, and not truly redeemed, and freedom not having been given to her, there shall be an inquest, they shall not be put to death, because she was not free. 21. And he shall bring in his guilt offering to Yahweh, to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, a ram for a guilt offering. 22. And the priest shall atone for him with the ram of the guilt offering before Yahweh for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him because of his sin he has sinned. 23. And when you come into the land and have planted all of the food trees, then you shall expose its foreskin, its fruit, it shall be as uncircumcised for you 3 years, it shall not be eaten. 24. And in the fourth year all its fruit is set apart, it is for praises for Yahweh. 25. And in the fifth year you shall eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase, I am Yahweh your Elohim. 26. You shall not eat with the blood, you shall not divine, nor conjure spirits. 27. You shall not round the side of your head, nor mar the corners of your beard. 28. And you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, and you shall not put on yourself any etched tattoo writing or marking, I am Yahweh. 29, you shall not pollute your daughter, to cause her to be a prostitute, that the land may not go whoring, and the land become full of wickedness.
30, you shall keep my Sabbaths, and you shall revere my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. 31, you shall not turn to mediums, and you shall not seek to spiritists to be defiled by them. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 32, you shall rise up in the face of gray hair, and you shall honor the face of an old man, and be afraid of your Elohim. I am Yahweh. 33, and when an alien lives with you in your land, you shall not oppress him. 34, as the native among you, so shall be the alien who is staying with you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 35, you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in measures and weights, or in quantity. 36, you shall have just balances, just weights, a just heifer, and a just hin. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who brought you out from the land of Egypt. 37, and you shall observe all my statutes, and all my judgments and shall do them. I am Yahweh.